The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show. So glad that you have joined me. I have got a holy cow episode full of stuff. I mean, three different headlines that I could have basically done for this show. So I'm going to cram a whole bunch that each thing could have been its own show. First, the headline that I picked to be the top headline, but any of them basically could have been, Moderna. Their lawsuit exposes, guess who? Moderna. Yeah, they sued Pfizer, in case you don't know. Moderna sues Pfizer, and it exposes that Moderna is the creator of the COVID virus all the way back, going back to 2013. And this is due to patents and things that they are proclaiming in their lawsuit against Pfizer, saying that Pfizer stole some of their stuff. Now, this is amazing that they would even be bold enough to sue Pfizer. That's, look how greedy they are. These companies, Moderna has made billions off of a scam. They knew from the beginning that they cannot protect you with a vaccine from an airborne virus. I have explained this in so many videos, but let me quickly hit this so you understand how big of a scam this is. You cannot inject yourself into the blood, which is a separate immune system, to protect your respiratory system. This is why they've never been able to cure the common cold. You always hear that they can't cure the common cold because it's an airborne virus. You've heard that your whole life. Why? Because airborne viruses attack your lungs and digestive tract, but first it hits your lungs. And that is a different immune system. Dr. Bhakti explains this in great detail. And he explains how most doctors don't, for some reason, understand this or know this. Because they have a lot of doctors have their expertise in something, and many of them are not experts in the immune system. That's just a fact. But anyways, the immune system is like having an air force, which would be your lungs, and an army, which would be in your blood. And the immune system in your blood is protecting your organs and vital systems. The immune system, which does not really much cross over, it does a tiny bit, but not enough to be significant enough that if you inject yourself in your blood, you are not at all protecting your respiratory system. This is why they've tried to do inhalants and things to cover the lungs to protect you. They know scientifically they cannot inject your blood and protect you from any airborne virus. This is any airborne virus. And what was COVID? An airborne virus. So when they give you the vaccine, did these companies know? Yeah, they do know. They're experts in this. They do know. Did they know? Yes, they knew that they're injecting you and it's not going to protect you. They knew that from the beginning. It's literally impossible because these companies have tried to develop things that coat your lungs, that you inhale to protect yourself from colds and flus. They've tried, but they've never been able to accomplish it. So yes, they knew. So think about that. They knew they were scamming you. They knew it wasn't going to protect you. On top of, they didn't have to give you something that would harm you. So they already are pulling a scam. They might as well just have given you sugar water. Might as well. And said, there, this is just to psychologically make people think, because we're putting it in their blood system, that they're gonna, that their respiratory system is going to be protected, but it isn't. They might as well. But no, they went further than that. They gave you stuff and experimented on you and damaged and killed people and are still doing it. And then they're bold enough, Moderna, after pulling this scam, and I'm telling you, that is a scam. The whole thing's a scam for money. After pulling this scam, they're upset that they had to share the scam money with Pfizer. Is that unbelievable? They are so feeling protected that they can kill all these people with their product and they don't even worry one ounce about how it's perceived that they go and sue Pfizer to try to get more money. That alone should tick you off. But let alone, how dumb are they when they have to expose certain things in court filings? Now, this has been known that they actually were patenting things about COVID before supposedly we even knew it existed. This has been known, but now you have official court documents showing that Moderna did it because Moderna sued Pfizer. This is amazing. Let me jump into it. The expose has an article and it covers all of it. Take a listen to this article.
Exclusive. Official documents confirm real reason Moderna is suing Pfizer. Moderna created and patented COVID virus in 2013 following gain-of-function research which allowed Moderna to develop COVID vaccine before world knew COVID-19 existed. Your government has given companies like Pfizer and Moderna immunity from liability if you are injured by their COVID-19 vaccines. With this law, they cannot be taken to court for damages. So if you are one of the many who have been injured or lost a loved one due to COVID-19 vaccination, then you may feel frustrated that Moderna is now suing Pfizer for alleged patent infringement over mRNA COVID-19 injections. But that frustration will turn to anger and disbelief once you discover the real reason Moderna is now suing Pfizer for its COVID-19 vaccine. That's because official documents suggest the real reason Moderna is suing Pfizer for patent infringement is that Moderna helped to create the COVID-19 virus as early as 2013 during gain-of-function research and then patented parts of the virus. This means Moderna essentially owns SARS-CoV-2. This may explain why further documents prove Moderna had developed its COVID-19 vaccine months before the world was aware that COVID-19 even existed. Moderna has filed patent infringement lawsuits in the US and Germany accusing Pfizer and its partner BioNTech of stepping on patents that Moderna says it filed between 2010 and 2016. Pfizer says it has not fully reviewed the complaint but is surprised by the litigation given the Pfizer/BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine was based on BioNTech's proprietary mRNA technology and developed by both BioNTech and Pfizer. But official documents and evidence suggest the patent infringement may be due to Moderna helping to create the COVID-19 virus in a lab during gain-of-function research. Moderna then patented parts of the SARS-CoV-2 virus as early as 2013. And this may explain why further official documents prove Moderna had a COVID-19 vaccine candidate months before COVID-19 was known to exist officially. Let's start by looking at the confidential agreement proving Moderna had a coronavirus vaccine candidate at least 19 days before the alleged emergence of SARS-CoV-2 in Wuhan, China. The confidential agreement, which can be viewed here, states that providers Moderna alongside the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, NIAID, agreed to transfer mRNA coronavirus vaccine candidates developed and jointly owned by NIAID and Moderna to recipients the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill on the 12th of December 2019. The material transfer agreement was signed the December 12, 2019 by Ralph Barrick, PhD, at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, and then signed by Jacqueline Key, Director of Licensing and Innovation Support at the University of North Carolina on December 16, 2019. The agreement was also signed by two representatives of the NIAID, one of whom was Amy F. Petrick, PhD, a technology transfer specialist who signed the agreement on December 12, 2019 at 8:05 a.m. The other signatory was Barney Graham, MD, PhD, an investigator for the NIAID. However, this signature was not dated. The final signatories of the agreement were Sunny Humansu, Moderna's investigator, and Sean Ryan, Moderna's deputy general counsel. Both signatures were made on December 17, 2019. All of these signatures were made prior to any knowledge of the alleged emergence of the novel coronavirus.
This is huge, and I'm going to give you more. But they signed this document. That's what I'm saying. Some of the stuff, this has been known. But still, I think the majority of the world does not know this. And it's rock solid evidence. But again, we've known that they've had patents. And if you trace the patents, we know that the origins actually aren't just Wuhan, but the University of North Carolina. And we know that Fauci funded it all. Fauci was the creator of COVID-19, and then he's the guy to give you the answer of how to save you from COVID-19 with scam injections. And all of his friends and himself enrich themselves with billions and billions of dollars. And at the same time, these are globalists who want to depopulate the earth. And globalists are open about how they think the world is overpopulated. And these are the same people that secretly use vaccines to sterilize women in Africa while lying and saying that they weren't giving them that. I don't remember what they were saying they were giving them, a malaria drug or something. I forget what it was for. Might not have been malaria, but anyways, because it's off the top of my head, but they did. They sterilized and they got caught. They got busted. But they don't go to jail. Nothing happens to these people. They have track records of evil and track records in patents showing you that this was all planned. I could go off, but I have other headlines to get to, too. So let me finish up with this article. I want to give you everything I can, hopefully almost everything, because it's so important. Here's more.
It wasn't until December 31st, 2019, that the World Health Organization, WHO, became aware of an alleged cluster of viral pneumonia cases in Wuhan, China. But even at this point, they had not determined that an alleged new coronavirus was to blame, instead stating the pneumonia was of unknown cause. It was not until January 9, 2020 that the WHO reported Chinese authorities had determined the outbreak was due to a novel coronavirus which later became known as SARS-CoV-2, the alleged resultant disease dubbed COVID-19. So why was an mRNA coronavirus vaccine candidate developed by Moderna being transferred to the University of North Carolina on December 12, 2019? What did Moderna know that we didn't? Could it have something to do with the fact that COVID-19 is a man-made virus, and Moderna Incorporated, the American pharmaceutical and biotechnology company that has made billions through the sale of an experimental COVID-19 injection, is responsible for creating it? On February 23, the Daily Mail ran an article showing that Moderna has patented the 19 base letter, nucleotide, sequence which codes for the furin cleavage site in COVID-19. They cited a paper by scientists in India, Switzerland, Italy and the US, cautiously entitled, MSH3 Homology and Potential Recombination Linked to SARS-CoV-2 Furin Cleavage Site, in which they calculated that the chances of a 19-nucleotide sequence patented by Moderna randomly appearing in COVID-19 in circumstances where it does not appear anywhere else in nature are 1 in 3 trillion. However, research shows that Moderna did not merely apply for a patent in 2016 with US 95870032, as reported in the Daily Mail. They actually applied in 2013 for 4 patents with US 91495062, US 9216205B2, US 92551129B2, US 9301993B2, as well. So in effect, Moderna had developed the 19-nucleotide gene sequence containing the furin cleavage site which gives COVID-19 its infectivity to humans by patented gain-of-function research as early as 2013, 6 years before the Wuhan outbreak took place.
You know what? There's a little more. You'll have to get the link, and we'll try to have a link below this video to get the rest. I have to move on because I have other major headlines. I would love to comment on that, but it speaks for itself. And so I'm just going to have to move on because I'm going to run out of time if I don't get these other headlines in. So the other headline that I could have led with is 400 scientists from 34 countries declare the vaccine a medical crisis. 400 scientists, 34 countries. And to all you foreign countries out there, our system is so corrupt, they're never going to hold these pharmaceutical companies in America and what they've done to the world accountable and what Dr. Fauci has done. It's going to take you, the foreign countries, to do court rulings and come after these people, because don't expect it to happen here. You need to know that. Anyways, let's get to that. The 400 and scientists. This is a interview by Veronica Karolinko of the New American, and she's interviewing Dr. Kathrada. So they're talking about how on September 10th, the 400 scientists and medical professionals signed this declaration of international medical crisis due to the disease and deaths correlated to the COVID-19 vaccine. And then she's talking about their goals of how they want to stop the vaccine and how there's so many adverse events. And they go into all sorts of things about the adverse events. Take a listen.
Well, the first thing is that we're asking for an immediate stopping of the COVID-19, the vaccine rollout and the mandates throughout the world, because that's what we know since then there have been changes. And then we're asking for the investigation of all the sudden deaths. It's been on news media, on mainstream, everywhere you hear about people just dying, healthy people just dying. And then they're giving it names like sudden adult death syndrome, which is it's something we've never heard of. What happened before sudden adult death syndrome? There was a worldwide vaccine rollout. So obviously there's some correlation. We're not saying it's causation, but we're saying correlation. We're saying let's investigate that. Here in South Africa, 2 weekends ago, we had our annual Comrades Marathon, which was didn't happen for 2 years. We had that. It's a 90-kilometer race, and we've always had about 25,000 runners. This year, there were less than 14,000 runners, and 2 healthy runners died during the Comrades Marathon. We had over 170 ICU, 170 admissions, and at least 10 of them were in ICU. I know a friend of mine who happened to be my bookkeeper and my accountant who was ventilated after the Comrades Marathon. So things like that have been happening all over the world, and we're saying, stop. Let's investigate this, and then we know how what to look for and how to manage this. And you know, we also want them to do an early detection program because of the cardiovascular diseases that are going on. We want to be able to say let's put some tests together. So if somebody's getting chest pain or something's happening, what kind of tests do we have to do so that we can stop the sudden adult death syndrome? We can stop the myocarditis or pericarditis. We're asking for that. Also, we know 70,000 deaths have been recorded in the VAERS system, and that is very, very underreported system. So between 1 and 10% only of all the adverse event deaths reported, which means the numbers are very much higher.
I believe so I'm sorry to interrupt. I think it's about 30,000 as of the latest update in the late August. 30,000 deaths, right?
We were saying that is a very...
It's just a tiny fraction of the actual reports, of course.
The actual reports, yeah.
Yes, and we all know VAERS way under reports. The safe thing with VAERS is if you see whatever number, you at least times it by 40. It's not under reported by 40%. You've got to multiply it, which gives you way huge numbers depending on what you're looking at. Anyways... I thought what was really interesting is they're talking about the South African marathon. Two people die during that marathon, which this doesn't happen, folks. And then she's talking about hundreds of people were hospitalized. I mean, this is what has changed in the world that they could have this marathon and they had less participants. By the way, I think she said like 14,000 when they normally have 20 some thousand. This is off the top of my head from what she said, but I think they usually have more. So way less participants, and you have hundreds of people going to the hospital during this marathon, and 2 people die. But that's not evidence. No. I mean, folks, there's evidence everywhere you look. It's undeniable. You want some more evidence that the vaccine is killing people and it's horrible? And they've known the whole time. But now it's getting so bad that they're trying to quietly walk away. How about this? This could have been my third headline. This has to do with Dr. Naomi Wolf, who was talking about Denmark. Denmark now stops COVID vaccinations for everyone under the age of 50 years old. Now, I gave you just a few episodes ago how the United Kingdom has banned the vaccine for kids under 12. So 11 and under. Or 11 years old and under, but anyone under 12, when before they were pushing it and they tried to do it secretly and quietly because they know the question is, well, wait a minute. If it's bad now, what changed? Did you know it was bad when you killed those kids? Because you gave it to kids before you banned it. Why did you allow it then and now you're not? Same thing here. They're trying to walk back without anyone noticing. Take a listen. This happened on C. Bannon's show, The War Room Pandemic.
There's other breaking news out of Scandinavia, and this is about the vaccines. I want to bring in Naomi Wolf. Naomi, thanks for changing your schedule to join us here. I don't understand, because I'm not an expert. Is this a blockbuster? Explain people what has been announced, I think, this afternoon or this morning in Denmark about the vaccines, ma'am.
What's so satisfying is that there is blockbuster headline after blockbuster headline, but they're playing it really soft so that we won't notice. The last blockbuster you all will recall was that the UK stopped giving injections to children under 12 and just tried to soft pedal that, sneak it in. And now a whole country has fallen. Denmark has announced very quietly, and this is Igor Chudov's Substack, the Denmark's health authority announced yesterday will no longer offer boosters and vaccines to persons under 50. If you insist on having that you have some special risk from COVID, if you're under 50, you can still get it. But the general public under 50 in Denmark is not offered boosters. And even the primary series vaccine, meaning those two first vaccines, they will not be offered to the general public.
Hang on 1 second. These were the most, vaccinated. I know the guys in Denmark, they locked it down. These were the hardest core of the hardcore. So repeat that again so everybody can understand it. Denmark has announced, the health officials have announced, they're not offering the vaccine or the booster to anyone people under 50 years old.
That's correct. I mean, the language is so Orwellian, which is a theme that comes up in our conversations all the time. They're basically withdrawing it from the market, right? They're basically acting like it's not safe anymore. It's not something that's appropriate anymore. But they're saying we're not offering it. This is Orwellian, vaccine speak, the way that vaccine confidence and vaccine hesitancy is Orwellian vaccine speak. But the bottom line is it's not, for you, it's not available to you, you're not being offered it, it's not presented to you, let alone mandated, if you're under 50 in the entire country of Denmark. And, Igor Chudov rightly asks, does Denmark have some information about these boosters that it is not sharing with us that made it decide against vaccinating and boosting young people?
Yeah, and they're not going to want to share, because if they say, yeah, we have evidence, it's going to spread throughout the world and stop everything. And if they say no, then why are you banning it now? Then you knew the whole time. Folks, they're all exposed. This alternative media, everyone involved, has done a fantastic job on the vaccine, and they are losing big time. But now America's offering a new booster. And folks, I gave you a show where it looks like it takes about 5 months before your immune system really starts to be destroyed by the vaccine. So look, 5 months from this moment on, you might see a whole bunch of deaths thanks to this new booster. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. Everyone needs to know that, especially if you've been triple vaxxed. You need to know that. I love you guys. See ya! Hey guys, straight from the New American Magazine, the essential source for freedom-loving Americans, obviously, you gotta check out Beyond the Cover. What is that? Well, the New American Magazine, of course, has a cover, and you wanna go beyond that, right? But beyond just the cover story, but all the articles in there, you will find interviews and deeper insight from the people who contribute to the New American Magazine, and go deeper and beyond the cover. That's with host Gary Benoit. So go ahead and check it out right at thenewamerican.com. Go now.